everybody. We are live. Welcome, welcome to Biz Chat, your place of encouragement for faith-based entrepreneurs. I am your coach, Michelle. Over there is your coach, Noelle. And each week we bring you topics of strategic insight and encouragement to what we call that inner game that leads to a successful outer game of faith-based entrepreneurship. And that's how we launch God-sized dreams into the marketplace industry, folks. Today, oh my goodness, October 29, Friday, we are saying goodbye to October, Coach Noelle. how are you doing? What's going on? What you drinking? And some highs and lows. Everybody, drop your highs and lows. What you drinking?
Yeah, we'll look for you in the chat.
We got to keep it real. This is not an easy game every day. We have our highs, we have our lows. And I know you, Coach Noelle, have had a big week. I've had a big week. How's it going?
Let's see here. My drink is my usual. My pink drink.
Your pink drink.
Yes.
Keeping everything flowing.
Yeah. And highs and lows this week. I'm going to keep them short because we want as much time with our guests today as we can get. So my high was I am getting more serious. We've been through COVID, you guys know, and a move while we were still recovering from COVID. So it was kind of crazy and getting back to business focus again. So I launched a blog this week on my website and figured out how to record it and disseminate it. So that felt good, like getting back into the saddle again. Yeah. And then low, I don't know if there was a low this week, and that's unusual. I mean, there's usually a low, right? But it was a good week. So what about you?
Yeah, today I normally have coffee, but with our guest, I'm a little like I'm all amped because he's got energy. And I thought if I drink a cup of coffee, I don't know if I'll spit a sentence out here. So we're sticking with plain water today and lots of highs and lows. You guys know we just moved to Utah from our life in Minnesota forever, raising kids out there. 5 months we've been here and it has been crazy with, of course, all the things Air Force and needing to put in a religious exemption there for our livelihood and our son being off at Baylor and needing to fight that battle of the COVID restrictions there. And our daughter, who has been sunshine and just easygoing, being attacked, you know, emotionally, spiritually, just was anxiety and depression. And so we've had these big things kind of on the horizon. And this week, I felt like, Coach Noelle, I had the chance to step through this wall of fear. And all the things were like a dam. I would say like the Hoover Dam. And I was over here with fear. And I needed to make the choice to just walk through the wall of fear. And I have never had grace released to me like I did in this past week when I chose to just say, God's got this all. I don't know what's happening and why it's all happening at the same time, but I am going to choose that I'm not going to be afraid of all of the consequences and all of the things. And I have never, ever been like, I think the word I could use is like baptized with grace, like I have in this week. It just was a flood of ideas and peace and hope and solutions that we could use to kind of move our situations forward. And so we've had just this breakthrough after breakthrough this week. Woo-hoo. And seeing there's a new piece of legislation going forward for military members today. I hope we hear back that we are safe from some of the fallout from our religious exemption. Our son did get slapped with a suspension at Baylor for next semester. But you know what he said to me? Gosh, he says, I have been promoted. I was like, what?
That's right.
Yeah. He's like, God thinks I can handle another level of battle because we have 5 days to respond to this next thing. And I was like, kid, you know, you see these kids like rising up and for all the things you think you do wrong as a parent, it's just so a lot of my stuff took took me away a little bit from entrepreneurship this week, but just exciting to see God moving in, and even in our daughter's life, to just break through. And so lots of highs and lows. You know, I heard somebody say highs and lows, they usually run on parallel tracks and arrive at the same time. You guys, if you're struggling with ups and downs, like they're meant for your breakthrough. So go ahead and drop them. We'd love to pray for you. But we've got a guest today. We've got an amazing guest today. We want to bring on Mr. Clay Clark. Come on in and join the party, Mr. Clay. He is an author, speaker, a small business, a person of the year, a podcaster, serial entrepreneur, and now event promoter and MC. Welcome, Mr. Clay Clark.
I really do appreciate you too for lowering your standards yet again, for allowing me to be here with you. And I'm an open book, so feel free to ask any questions that you feel like are, you know, outside of the boundaries of normal interviews, whatever you want to
do. You did not even say that, because I was thinking, I have some questions for this guy that I'm not sure are appropriate for a show. So you just open the door. I'm very excited.
All the secret things I'll do for the secret ones, I'll talk into this mic. I'll just kind of whisper, "This is the secret." And then for this one, this will be where we keep it.
Perfect. Well, tell us where you're coming in from, Clay. Who you go home to every night? What's life like?
Behind me is the Thrive Time Show World Headquarters, which is the epicenter. If you can picture it in your mind, there would be, I tell you what if, rather than picturing your mind, I'll draw a little picture here. So basically, whenever you run a company, there's certain core components that makes a business successful. And every business that I am involved in is successful, not because I'm a genius, but because I follow a proven roadmap. Okay. So this is from my Boom book, version 15 or something. But if you go here, the Boom book, the step one is you figure out your goals. So on my goals, my list, I'll pull up mine. I encourage all your listeners to ask themselves, you know, what are your goals? I'm going to read you my goals. And people say, you shouldn't share your goals. It make people jealous and get upset. I'm just going to tell you my goals. My goals are to buy 2 cows, 2 Nubian goats, 2 Jerusalem donkeys, 2 llamas, 40 chickens, to sell 100 books per month, to have 80 tickets per month maximum at my conferences, and to have no more than 40 clients. That was like my goal, you know. The problem is now we have thousands of people that come to our conferences. We sell thousands of books every week. We have, there's a lot more, but again, I have to think, because when you make these goals, at first they might seem big. They might seem like, wow, I can't possibly do that. But you got to know who you are, okay? So today at 5:00, I'm leaving to go watch my son perform at Metro Christian in the drum line. And that is just as important as talking to you two, which is just as important as talking to Dr. Buttar, who I just got off the phone with, and just as important to talking to General Flynn, who I just got off the phone with. So talking to General Flynn, Dr. Buttar, then my wife, then you, everything has a place. So we start off with our goals. We have to have goals for faith and family and finance and fitness and friendship and fun. And this just in, I'm not a fitness model, you know. So today I got up, my trainer, Shane, came by my house, you know, at 4:30 in the morning. He said, 4:30? Yep, 4:30. Why? Because I have to get to my son's thing at 5. So 4:30, we work out. He's a great guy, Christian guy. I love the guy. So we did the workout. And then I'm very intentional about the music that goes into my brain. So I have praise and worship music I'm listening to when working out, you know. Back in the day, it would have been like Eminem or something, but I detoxify what I listen to. But you want to write down your goals. Okay. It's very important. You write down your goals for your faith, your family, your finances, your fitness, your friendship, and your fun. After you do that, step two, you got to figure out how many hours per week are you willing to work? Now, this is a controversial subject that some people don't like, but I am willing to wake up at 3 a.m. every single day and work every day from 3 a.m. until 7.
You work 3 a.m. until 7 every day.
I do, and then let me tell you what happens is I'm married now. We're married 20 years. So my wife says, we have kids. Perhaps you should meet them. I'm like, this is a good idea. So I have boundaries in my schedule that aren't as exactly as I would have it if I was a single man. Mm-hmm. But I signed up to be a father, and I love my kids. And so you have to realign. So all I can say is, like, yesterday we had cheerleading practice and that sort of thing. So I was able to work until about 8 last night because the kids were at events. But I got up at 3. and I go until 8 and I just don't stop. Now, I'm not saying that's healthy or good or a pro tip. That's just what I do. And then Sunday is the day of rest where I'm not working. So, but you want to figure out the number of hours you're willing to work. It has to be an intellectually honest idea. Now, the third box is you got to determine your unique value proposition. Now, it's so bizarre that I do business consulting because, you know, I own a dog training business called tiptopcanine.com. I don't own dogs. I don't train dogs, but I'm a part owner of a dog training company. And I have a haircut chain, elephant in the room. I have kind of weird hair. Hair's the last thing I think about. So it's always different. People are like,
And tell us quickly, how did you become a serial entrepreneur? Like, where did this all come from? Where are all these?
There's four steps everyone can learn. If you're poor, I grew up poor, but these are the four steps that I kind of taught myself at age 15, 16. Step one, you find a problem. And everybody's got problems. They're like, my grass won't stop growing. You know, some men say, my hair is crazy. You know, some women say, go get your hair cut, you know, to your husband. Some people say, that wall needs to be painted. Someone says, I need someone to you hear people complain, they have problems, or you write down all the problems. Step two, you develop skills that allow you to solve problems. So I am a big advocate of not going to college unless you're going to gain a specific skill. Third is once you have, you can solve problems, then you try to sell a solution. Now, this is an exciting thing. Whenever you have something that you're excited about, you're like, oh, yes, I have the solution. But no one buys it. You're not an entrepreneur until they start buying it.
Right. There is the huge question. How do we get people to buy our products? Which is, I love what you teach so well. And yeah. I've been researching that you have a conference coming up. We don't want to forget to plug this conference.
You know what the thing is? I want to help your listeners. So let's say this. So step four is you nail it and scale it. So once you sell it, you want to nail it and scale it. So let's just talk about how do you sell stuff. Okay. So let's go to the haircut business. When I started the company, Elephant in the Room, EITRLounge.com, we have 5 locations. People always say, you should open up one in my city. And I go, no. People say, you know, it'd really do well if you opened up one in Dallas. I'm not going to do it. Why? Because I only want 5. I don't want more. Okay. So we have 5. So the first haircut is $1. Now, people see a sign, the first haircut's $1. What is this? And you come in, and it's like a country club of men's hair. It's hairpin hand dip, hot towel treatment. It's next level. People love it. It's appointment only. There's no phones in the hair place because there's a call center. So the phone never rings. Your stylist is never interrupted. Wow. And it's just awesome. And guys go, man, that was great. How do you make any money? And we say, well, hey, we have a membership option. Here's how it goes. And I'm approximate. Your first haircut's $1. Moving forward, if you're a member, it's like $35. If you're not a member, it's $50. So you're just prepaying for your next haircut. So, and then we have 4,000 members, and that's how it works. So the teaching moment here. Everybody out there, you have to have a no-brainer offer. An offer so sweet, so hot, it almost burns the retina. It's just hot. So people can't resist it. It's $1 for the haircut. Mm-hmm. And when we first started the company, we were terrible. I mean, we would mangle mops, mess up haircuts. People were not happy. But you ask them, hey, how could I improve? And they tell you. Mm-hmm. And that's how I built America's largest DJ entertainment company called DJ Connection, which I've since sold, but I started that pre-Christ. We used to do 4,000 weddings and events a year. And then I started a party rental company and a haircut business, and a dog training business, and a real estate photography company, and a commercial real estate business, and a podcast. Everything I do, it's the same process. It's the same process. So right now we're doing the Reawaken America tour. And it's the same thing, only this one's really weird because it's not a profit motive. I'm not a nonprofit, but I'm not motivated by profit in this. So what we do is we tell people they can name their price, which is very disturbing. It's not a math. It's not a formula for success. So we have all the big speakers, tons of security, porta potties, big screens, jumbotrons, lights. I mean, it's next level. You know, Lynn Wood, General Flynn, Sidney Powell. People just go, wow, how'd you get these speakers? And then they go, how much are the tickets? And we say, well, you can name your price. $250 if you can afford it, whatever you can afford, just get to it. And we pack them out. The energy's next level. We have praise and worship. We have the best pastors on the stage. We have Pastor Greg Locke. We have Pastor Mark Burns. It's hot. It's great. But then after the event, you have to ask people, and I did it after the first one, what could we do better?
Yeah.
And people said, what I loved was ABC 123. And that's easy to hear that part. And they go, what can I do better? And they go, you know, if you had more praise and worship, that'd be good. I go, got it. And they said, also, if every speaker could have like a 15 to 20 minute max, that'd be great. Because one guy spoke and it was not so great. The other guy really, and I have determined that not everyone's going to like every speaker. So when we have a 15 minute then it requires you to really refine your thoughts. And simplicity is more difficult than complexity. That's a deep, deep thought. And simplicity is the ultimate sophistication, to quote Da Vinci there. So you have to simplify. So when you get like Dr. Tenpenny on stage, or Greg Locke, or Dr. Buttar, and they have 15 minutes to articulate that which they believe to be most important, it works because the cognitive load of the average person can handle it. They're like, okay. And then it's very shareable online. Mm-hmm. And then if you can't stand the speaker, you're like, you know, I'm going to go to the bathroom and I'll be back for the next one in 15
minutes. There you go.
So I'm always learning. I got the security a little better now. We've got, you know, there's, you just, you learn, you know.
Yes, and absolutely. And I want to tap into like some of these principles that you replicate over and over. And I feel like one of the first ones I found in your book, Podcast Domination, was no excuses. And I want to break that down a little bit because I feel like sometimes
this is mean.
What's that?
This is mean. Now, I'm just gonna tell you this is mean. And I'm just gonna read from the Bible so that way the Bible could be mean to you. Okay. But this is very important. Okay. This is very important. Okay. So it says diligence. Okay. This is the Proverbs 10:4. I like to read from the King James Version because it's not genetically modified. Okay. So Proverbs 10:4 says, "He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh poor." So as an example, just being real.
Hand of the diligent maketh rich, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. So we like to focus on the rich, but very few people want to talk about the poor part. I'm just saying to you, I worked out today, and if I had to assess myself on a scale of 1 to 10, if 10 was like, man, I really killed it today, and 1 was like, you know, ones where you get all dressed up and you don't actually work out. You spend time by the drinking fountain talking in circles. But, yeah. I would give myself a solid like 7, maybe a 6 today. And you say, what? Because I know what I'm capable of and what I'm not capable of. And therefore, I'm going to yield that result. So people look at my wife, they go, man, your wife is a 10. This woman, wow, she must work out because she does. And she eats like it's like every meal is like a precision. It's like no carbs, organic, free-range chicken. Okay, check the box. You know, and so I'm not the Captain Fitness and I'm not upset about it. But for your business, it's the same thing with your business. You know, if you're like dialed in and focused on making your podcast hot and organized and you say it's a daily podcast and you deliver it daily, people love it, you know? But like I had to do a show today for Brighteon. I like Brighteon. It's a good network. Brighteon, I have to send my show previous to 8 a.m. every day. And every day means every day. So I had to do that. And I think a lot of times entrepreneurs, what we do is because we're self-employed, I work for myself. No one can tell me what to do because I work for myself. A lot of times we go, you know, you say, I'm going to write my book about how to grow a business and I'm going to just dominate in the marketing sphere. I'm going to become the best dog training business. I'm going to open the world's best bakery. And your friends go, well, that's pretty awesome, Carl. That's awesome. How's it going? You go, don't bring it up. Okay. I got busy. I had some things I was dealing with. And so we have to be, make sure that we don't have cognitive dissonance. Our actions have to align with our values and goals. And that's where I find that, accountability is helpful. That's why I have a personal trainer.
I want to ask you what you do. What's the litmus test when stuff does come in? I mean, I'm sure even though you have a staff there, you've got barraged with things. We as women over here, we're always talking about like we are everybody's everything and the season of life.
Yeah.
What is your litmus test for whether or not you stop and you redirect? What is that?
I have
999 missed text messages so far today.
So you ignore them.
I don't even care because I don't, there's not even a part of me that cares. It's like I committed to you two to be here. Mm. That was my commitment that I made. But the problem is at 8:47, someone's like, is there any chance I can get a ticket for November? We want tickets for Dallas. I'm just reading them. It's like General Flynn tickets now, ready to book. Call me now. Website update needed urgently.
Right.
Tried to call. Call me back. I mean, it doesn't stop.
Right.
And so
give us some pointers.
Yeah. So step one, you get up every day, you make a to-do list. So I'm going to read my to-do list to your listeners. And this is not impressive. So maybe if I bring in some impressive music, maybe that was what makes it impressive.
Show us your skills.
Yeah. So here we go. So one is I have to edit the video called We're Not Going to Take It for General Flynn because General Flynn wants me to edit it and I promised him I would edit it. Okay. So second is InfoWars wants me to guest host. So I need to call Terry back. Allison is a young lady who wants to work here, and I want to hire her today. Gabby wants to work here, and I want to hire her today. Whitney's trying to ship Sean Foyt's books over here. General Flynn wants to book 2 VIP tickets for some family of his. Jenny wants me to fix her website. She's a client. Armadillo Jim wants tickets for his family. I have to pay $51,000 for security for San Antonio. Final payment. Dr. Stella Emanuel needs a 1099 from me. I got Frederick signs. I need to approve 12 signs I bought.
Okay. Okay. We got you. What
but
do
I mean,
you
it's
do?
Massive. It's like, no, but this is big. Uh-huh. But this is what I do. And it takes me at least an hour today to make my to-do list.
An hour to make a to-do list. And then what if something's coming out of the blue, like these imperative things, like, how do you know, like this is going to throw me off my game today. I'm not,
I know this sounds crazy and I know it sounds horrible and ruthless and terrible. I view my day as like a linebacker. So if you're a linebacker playing football, or you're a really dialed in, let's say volleyball player, you know, in the Olympics, if you're a dialed in player and you're in the Olympics and you're playing and the volleyball team and you're just pre-COVID, man, the crowd's packed, you're on fire, you're the women's volleyball champion, and somebody in the audience is like, boo, I hate you, boo. If you're a dialed in player, you don't even recognize it. And so for me, I just don't even recognize it. So I get horrible things said to me all day. Because, you know, we have 4,000 guys who come in for a haircut. And this just in, we have an error rate of about 1-2% currently, just so you know, I track that stuff. So we have about, you know, 40 guys per month to 80 that hate me, running around with a non-perfect haircut going, this guy ruined my haircut, man. I couldn't get a job because of that guy. I lost my confidence. I got divorced because of that guy's hair. You know, so I and it happens. And so what you need to do as a listener right now is you need to say, what are your goals for your family, your faith, finance, your fitness, your friendship, your fun. F6, family, faith, finance, fitness, friendship, fun. Family, faith, friendship, fitness, fun. Then you put it in a to-do list. You commit to be focused on that, which is important. And then the battle starts. And I'm telling you, there are so many distractions and negative things that happen. But I just don't allow them to distract me. And it really bothers people who shadow me for the day. Like, if I have a lot of men and women that will shadow me for a day because they want to see how I do it. And they go, there's a guy in the lobby who's asked to meet with you, and you walked by him without even acknowledging his physical presence. And I go, I know, because he's not on my schedule. And I do this all the time. I'm just like blinders. And I don't know if that's a pro tip for life. That's how I get a lot of done. I just put on blinders because I'm not mad. But if a solicitor stops by to sell me a printer, I'm not mean to the guy. I have people that are supposed to greet him, but I'm not going to, you know. And then yesterday I was doing a show, and I'm no kidding, a woman came to my office and goes, hey, there's an emergency. Like that, seriously. Like, and I'm like, who is this woman? What is the emergency? These are all thoughts I have. So I was on InfoWars, and I think I said on camera, I'm like, I don't know what that is, but I kept going. And it turns out that, like, she had, like, locked her keys or some situation with her keys, couldn't get in her car. So she comes in the building, I guess, looks for the guy with the headphones on with the on-air sign and figures, I bet he's available.
Yeah,
I
mean, he's available.
I'm serious. It's crazy.
So obviously those are things that you don't stop your day for, but who do you stop your day for, and who can take you off your game? And well, do you give yourself grace in that moment, or do you still say that was an excuse? Well,
I don't allow things to take me off my game, but who do I allow to? This is going to bother people. No. I'm like an 1880s human. Okay. So please understand, this is going to bother somebody. I don't look at my phone during the day at all until I'm ready to look at it. So people, like, you know, people say, well, what if your kids call you? I don't even know if they call me because I'm not reachable. And so what if your wife calls you? I don't answer the phone. But in my office, if my wife wants to reach me, she calls the office, and then they go, hey, dude, your wife's on the phone. And that like drops everything, because my wife is the most important person in my life in terms of a human entity, you know, and then my kids are important as well. But there are just endless, and right now with this Reawaken America tour, because they're turning my life into a documentary, go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com, the guys who shot the only documentary that President Trump allowed in the White House reached out and said, we would like to turn this tour in your life into a documentary. Is that okay? And they're Christians. We're on the same team. So now that they've started to produce that and little snippets have come out, you know, I got, you know, cousins and third cousins and people I don't even know talking about, hey, we should team up and do a business deal. You know, I've been thinking we should connect. You know, so you deal with a lot of that. And I just encourage everybody out there, again, wake up every morning. And I recommend you wake up in the morning and you get right with Jesus. You listen to some praise and worship or something. You make your list for your faith, your family, your finance, your fitness, your friendship, your fun. And in a world of perpetual distraction and increasingly divisive narratives, you just got to determine what's important first, and then you go do it. And so I can just say, like, right now, today, I have got to confirm all of the speakers for San Antonio. This is very big. This is the biggest thing on my list today because we have a packed lineup, a sold-out event, and I have to confirm all the speakers. It's very important to know, is Dr. Buttar speaking? Is Patrick Byrne speaking? In this case, they're both speaking, but when are they speaking? Because if you're a wandering generality, it freaks people out. So I've got to nail down the details. And I think entrepreneurship, a lot of us who are entrepreneurs, we like the big idea. Mm-hmm. Then you got to dial it into those details. And that's the part that's mentally fatiguing.
So okay. No. My turn. Sorry.
I know. I'm just saying we only got a couple minutes because I already got the hook call from your people. So we're winding down. We got
what are you with your system that you're talking about? Because we talk a lot about grace and not striving with our clients. Sure. What do you struggle with, or where are the bump points in what you've shared with us today?
I think that Inc. magazine, which I don't think Inc. magazine is the key to life, but I'm just giving an example. Inc. magazine says that 96% of businesses fail. Okay. Yeah. Forbes will show almost 8 out of 10 businesses fail. And most businesses fail because they don't do well at mastering the moves. Okay. The moves. And so what I would recommend that everyone would do is if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you mentioned that you saw us on the show today, I will make sure that you can attend our business workshop for $50. Okay. We normally charge $250. It'd be $50. Wow. You come, it's a 2-day event. It's in Tulsa. It's at my office. So you can meet the llamas and see the team and, you know, meet the chickens and the donkeys and all of this. And you can see my real team, my staff, the employees. And every business owner struggles at a different part of the system, which I have documented on page 4 of the Boom Book. But all I could say is, like, some clients really struggle with managing people. It bothers them emotionally. Some clients are really bad at accounting. Some are bad at branding. Some are bad at sales. Mm-hmm. Some are bad at marketing. Some are bad at hiring, firing, whatever. And everyone's got their own weakness. And I'm just telling you, my weakness is I have what you call a lack of empathy.
Okay. Well, then
I have to work on that because I have
to cut you off or your people will never let you come back to my show. So thank you for everything you've given me and giving our people. We want to have you back and I want to have you back. So I'm going to release you to your next appointment and honor that.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate you folks.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you, Clay.
And we'll hopefully see you December 2nd and 3rd at your place.
Yes.
For $50, guys. Do not miss this opportunity. Clay, I'm going to be generous.
Yeah.
2-day event, timetofreeamerica.com. I promise it'll change your life. You're going to learn. You'll meet all these happy, successful former clients. They all show up. It's like our annual rendezvous in December. You're going to love it.
All right. Thanks so much, Clay.
Take care, ladies. Bye.
Bye. Holy smokes. Holy smokes.
We knew we were in for it, people. We knew we. Okay. And I think they're calling me again, but I already let him go. Give us a rundown what you took away from that while I take their
okay.
People's call here.
Well, I want to go back to this and highlight it because unfortunately we didn't have as many people live today because of the change in time. But girls, share your friends, tag your friends about this because we're really it was timetofreeamerica.com. Okay, that's still showing. What he's talking about is his business event, 2 days. You get to go for $50 by going to the website now, timetofreeamerica.com, and mentioning that you watched Clay on the show today, on Biz Chat today. So tell your friends about this broadcast. Make sure to get the word out about this. You guys, we have been a faithful little podcast with a desire to encourage entrepreneurs. Like, I could get weepy about it.
Aww.
And God keeps bringing us people. Like, Michelle fell into this, you guys. Clay's kind of a big deal. You might have picked that up.
I don't know what part gave it away.
And so God's on this. And those of you who please just share it to a, with a friend who you think might need what was shared today. And I could have talked with this man for days. He said so many things that I had questions about, but it's probably hard to ask Clay questions.
Oh my goodness. I was like, where can I even go anywhere where I wanted to go today? I
couldn't. Yeah, that's why we changed our topic.
I loved that you redropped the whatever Clay wants. That's what we'll talk about today. And the one thing they did tell me was like, you can't keep him. He has an 8 o'clock meeting. Like you can't. So when he said, I don't have an empathy, I'm okay, fine. I don't either. You got to go.
So book bump, I'll be looking that up. I didn't know.
Boom.
Boom. Book boom. Okay. And I did put that, in the chat.
And then this is the one that I read that got me like all sorts of worked up people. Guess what's in here is some questions for you to count the cost before you launch anything. It doesn't even have to be a podcast. It's anything you might start for your business or in life. Count the cost beforehand. Don't look like a fool because you didn't count the cost. I was kind of rattled as I'm reading this book, and in a good way, because if we don't start counting the cost first and look at all that he does right in a day to get all that he's doing, we are doing ourselves a disservice, because we will have to count the cost probably at a most inconvenient time and a very costly time. If we don't get it settled in our spirit that, no, I'm going at this. This is what I'm called to. And I burn all ships. Like, we're going. And he really challenges you to ask yourself some tough questions. And one of the questions I want to confess here, a little confession moment, was, can you take the negative feedback that is going to come with your adventure? Doesn't matter what it is, personal business. Can you handle it? The look from a family member, the good luck with that. All the things, right? If you can't take it, the heat, guess what? You guys know my story. What did I say? I was like, God, I don't want to do this because I don't want to deal with the haters and the rock throwers and all that, right? So I was very much convicted on this, that I was not ready to take to count the cost. And God was, you know, he's so gracious, right? He's like, well, are you ready now? And I said, I'm ready now. So you are going to see us kind of move this whole thing in a, we're so excited, right, Coach Noel? This week we hit a groove. Something happened in our week. And we are so excited about the ideas God is dropping and the forward momentum for this little podcast and what he's trying, what God wants to do. So boom book as well.
I don't think I've ever heard so much information packed into a small space. So highlight boom book was the one with the system that he talked about.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's in its like 15th version. His people did tell me that like you get the new one and you can get it right on his site, Thrive Time Show. Yeah, okay. That's where you can order the book from. I don't think it's anywhere else. So go to his website to look for it.
And I think so that's the show that he does daily, which we're praying about some of that too, because we feel like we're doing some good stuff and we want more people to watch it. So you guys who have been with us from the beginning, do some praying about that. And then this one is the one he seemed to really highlight this. This was strong on his heart. So even if you don't want to go to that 2-day retreat, that's coming up fast.
Yeah.
But go visit Time to Free America. I think those, and Michelle alluded to that. We've not gotten political on this show, and the show is not political. But there are some things happening that I think in Michelle and I's private lives, we're starting to feel very passionate about. So we might have picked that up a little bit.
Yeah. And we, again, it's the Christ-like heart of welcoming all viewpoints and all dialogue in honor.
Yeah.
And if you want to know where I'm coming from a little bit more with where I've done some homework and research, you can follow me on Telegram at Show Host Shell. with one L. It's all one word, show host shell. And you can see some of the information I'm getting off of different resources. And I have Holy Spirit on my shoulder before I ever hit the share button. I will not share anything to my channel. I have the discernment factor going before, or I'll go back in and I'll apologize and say, I found something else that has contradicted this. Like, I'm in all humility, we're all looking for the right information, the truth, right? Mm-hmm. We are seekers of truth, and I am a chomper at the bit at seeking truth. So I found Telegram to be a great place where you can do that. But yeah, if you're not into any of this, like, don't worry, that's not where our podcast is going in the future. We just wanted to show you this amazing person who has been able to, has sort of been plucked from obscurity, this Clay Clark. He's just been an entrepreneur like anybody else, and then all of a sudden thrust to this worldwide stage. And so we are lucky to get him on today. And I really feel like he's challenging me personally to move this stuff forward. And so here we go. We're looking forward to seeing all of the things that are coming up next for our little show or a little podcast that could.
Yeah. All right. We're like over time.
Okay.
Where we want to go from here.
Okay. We are going to go to Friday Fire. We're coming into our membership group. If you are interested in the membership group, go ahead. And actually, we want to throw up our email.
I'm looking through the banners right now. It's not in here.
Yeah, oh, it's just the plain old one. Join our email list.
Oh, okay. There you go.
There's the email, https://faithoverfearbizchicks.com. It's a straight up place where you can throw your email in. It is not a place where we will ever spam you, just or sell you. We just come on in and get the email where we will be able to send a recap from days like today where there's so much information. You can have it all in one spot. So get on the email list, and then we'll be able to forward you when we open up our Roadmapper course. Just think what a great one, too, with what Clay is teaching. Like, you get your mindset right, and you make sure you're in the right territory, and then you do his system, his roadmap of, like, boom.
I'm going to order that book. That was really fascinating to me.
Yeah, he's got it going on. All right, members, we're coming at you in Friday Fire, and we'll also see you over in the free group Atmosphere of Grace later today. I hope you enjoyed seeing Clay and all his energy and how he is juggling so many things. And if you have any other questions or prayer requests, drop them in the chat, and we will check in over the week and be praying for you. All right, everybody, we will see you in November. Holy buckets, November ahead. And we'll see you next Friday. Back at our regular time.
This next Friday.
All right, bye-bye, everybody.